How can you create landing pages that drive visitors to your worship experiences? How can you be intentional about your community planning their visit to your church? We'll talk about it today.
This is the definitive podcast for helping you plan, create, and execute dynamic worship experiences at your church. Useful, practical content in the areas of production, worship, communications, first impressions, and more. This is Making Sunday Happen.
Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. Be sure to connect with our team at 1230 Media for all your holiday media needs, whether that's ready-made media for Thanksgiving or Christmas, or if you need custom Christmas media, that's sermon bumpers or big lyric videos, which we do a lot of around Christmas time, big openers for your Christmas experiences. If you need series graphics, social graphics, story videos, and more, any media need that you can think of, we would love to help bring your project to life. You can dive into your project at 1230.media. We would love to help you. Just go to 1230.media today and check us out. We would love to serve you and your church. Go ahead and get your stuff in. We are already working on lots and lots of Christmas stuff, and it's kind of rounding out for the churches that are planning ahead. So if you're a little bit late in your planning, be sure to jump in very quickly. We still have some spots that we can get you in before Christmas. So 1230.media. All right, today on the show, my guest is Chris Abbott. Abbo and I have been friends for a while. He's been a great voice in the church marketing space. We're going to be talking about landing pages and how to be intentional about building landing pages to drive people to visit your church. We're talking about mainly physical worship experiences. So how can we be intentional about your community planning your visit? What should you include on your landing pages? How should the copy go? What imagery should you include? Any of that. How they can be effective. All that and more on today's episode. And we'll jump right in with Abbo right after this. Hey friends, don't miss brand new Thanksgiving ready-made media in our library. You can start downloading Thanksgiving title and social media graphics, Thanksgiving worship openers and scripture videos, and more. You can purchase media content a la carte for as low as $5 or start your unlimited downloads today. Just go to 1230.media. That's 1230.media. Hey guys, today I welcome my friend Chris Abbott. Chris has extensive years of experience as a pastor, marketer, and church leader. He's been a part of 4 local church plants. He's coached thousands of pastors through his online coaching programs and YouTube channel. He now helps pastors around the country grow their church through Facebook ads, online marketing, and digital ministry. Abbo, welcome, man. Thanks for hanging out, dude.
Hey, Carl. Thanks for having me on, bro. This is awesome.
You know, I can't believe, so I've been doing this podcast for 7 years or something now, 2015, and we have never had you on. What the world?
Bro, I'll tell you, well, it must just be perfect timing. We're here now, man. That's all
about. We are here now. Well, we got to hang out in person a few weeks ago, and man, it's just been a joy getting to know you and the team at CMU more and more. So, man, tell me a little bit about your audience there at CMU, the audience that you've been kind of training and talking to on YouTube, and a little bit of your background.
Yeah. So, you know, we've been having a lot of fun, Carl. I mean, it's cool, man. I've been super blessed. I have like the best job on the face of the planet, right? And people tell me that all the time. Like, dude, I wish I could do what you do. So my ministry is background. My background is ministry. I was in youth ministry for 15 years. I've been leading worship for 20, right? So it's kind of all I've known. But somewhere right around like 2013, I started looking at everything and I was like, man, I could see everything was going towards social media, right? Like Facebook was blowing up at the time. Nobody really knew what Instagram was, but it was starting to kind of like take off. And I just looked at it, I was like, man, this is going to be the future of the world and the future of marketing, which means it's going to be the future of the church, right? And so if we don't figure this thing out, then we're going to get left behind. And so I just decided not, I laugh at this now, Carl, but I decided that at the tail end of 2013, okay, I'm going to take all of 2014 and I'm going to become a social media marketing expert, right? Like I'm just going to learn everything there is to know and then I'll be good. And then I can help churches. I laugh now because, as you know, right, like, man, the you know, Facebook probably changed their algorithm twice since we started already. Yeah. Right? Like everything changes so fast. There's new platforms, old platforms die, right? Like, so everything changes so fast that like anyone who is an expert, like 6 months from now, like they're rusty, and a year from now, they're, you know, they don't even know what they're talking about. Just obviously it's a little bit of exaggeration, but it's just, the things just move so fast. And so, man, but you know, that's what I did. I dove all in 2014, started learning things, started using Facebook ads to help my church. We kind of like maxed out this, you know, this back to school backpacks outreach event that we did. My pastor was like, holy crap. Like what just happened? Like, where did, yeah, there's like over 1,000 people here. Like I'm like, oh my gosh, we ran one Facebook ad for 3 days. This is crazy. Maxed out the event and ran out of everything. So, you know, so just kind of started doing that, you know, and more and more pastors reached out to ask for help and got invited on a couple of podcasts and did some stuff. And then things just kind of exploded. And then, and that was all like while I was on staff at a church. So, man, that's kind of what I've been doing for years. And then, man, Ryan Wakefield and I've been friends for years, and he called me up last summer and just said, bro, we've been trying to figure out how to work together for years. What if we just combined our companies and created one giant super company and just helped a million churches? Man, so that's what we did. We took a couple of months kind of figuring out all the moving pieces and how it would all work. But then in January, we signed the paperwork. We officially combined our companies, created the super company, and we've been helping churches ever since. And things have just been exploding, man. It's been a lot of fun.
We were talking a few weeks ago just about some of the latest things that you guys have been doing. Give our audience just a taste of the prayer ads and the Facebook stuff that you guys have been working on.
Yeah. So we've what we did is we basically decided to take all the best stuff that Ryan has done, all the best stuff that I've done, kind of combine them, and just to simplify everything, we kind of cut everything and just went all in on two programs. So the first one is Church Marketing University, right? So we now call it CMU Pro. It's basically, you know, if you're a smaller church, you can even get a scholarship to it for $27 a month. Right. And it's over 40 online courses to teach you anything you want to know, from Facebook ads to plan your visit to SEO, church website, church photography, social media, anything you need to know, you can learn in there through online courses. And that's been going really, really good. We had a foundations course inside of there that a lot of churches have gone through, and that's been amazing. I think we've got over 2,000 churches in there right now. And then we created a brand new program that we launched in January, called Grow, right? So we've got, you know, Pro, which is you learn through courses. We kind of coach you and help you. And then we've got Grow, where we do most of it for you. So like churches that, you know, the Google grant, right, where you can get $10,000 a month in free Google ads. If you're a 501c3, we help churches get approved for that grant. And then we run all of their Google ads for them. And then we've also got we've got like the prayer ads are in there, right? So the prayer ads are something that I've been doing for like the last 3.5 years. Kind of a crazy deal, but it's just this idea of ministry, what we call ministry first marketing, right? So the short version is basically what most people do is, right, and this is the whole church, right, including myself, until we figure this out. It's like, man, we invite people to church so that we can do ministry, right? And it makes sense. Like, hey, if we can get them in the door, man, like, you know, we can get them saved, get them baptized, get them plugged into a small group or serve team, right? So we invite people to church so we can do ministry, right? But what Jesus did is he actually flipped that, and he did ministry first, and then invited people to church, right? And then invited people to follow him. So when we did that, and we just switched everything, we just said, okay, what would happen if we ran Facebook ads, but we led with ministry instead of marketing? That's when everything like kind of flipped and changed. And so we've actually helped in doing that, you know, like doing like the prayer ads, where it just says, hey, how can I pray for you? And then we connect it to a chatbot and automated sequences on the back end. And it's crazy, but it's generated over 200,000 prayer requests for the churches we've worked with. Over 20,000 new visitors have planned a visit to one of the churches that we work with. We've had over 2,000 suicides prevented because people who are, you know, suicidal or on the brink or thinking about taking their lives saw a how can we pray for you ad from one of our churches and reached out. So, man, it's been pretty crazy and pretty amazing, but we've been able to do that. And we put all of that inside of this new program called Grow.
So, you guys are all about driving visitors to church, obviously doing ministry first, like you were just saying, but, tell me your stance on that as it relates to online church versus the physical experience? Do you mean people coming to your physical campus? Do you mean them visiting online, or both?
Yeah. So for us, we've gone all in on helping churches get like more visitors, like physical butts in seats. Right. So there's a lot of things out there that can help you with online stuff. And I think some of the principles could work in the online setting. But for us, we're specifically all in on helping like physical locations get more people to their, you know, more physical plan your visits to a physical church.
Nice. All right. So one thing I want to talk about with you today is landing pages. So that's been a huge success, and one thing that you've talked to a lot of churches about. So talk to me about how the landing pages drive visitors to my church. Kind of get me started here.
Yeah, great. So basically what we've done with landing pages, right? And I think the biggest like misconception here is like whenever someone runs like a Facebook ad or a Google ad or something like that, right? They say, okay, well, we need to just run them to our website. But the problem is, right, most people just drop them on their homepage, and most homepages are just kind of like a potpourri of like everything, right? It's like you just try to put like blah, and just kind of like put everything about your church all on the homepage. And so what happens is you're basically saying all these different messages. So the best thing to do, so it doesn't convert really well, especially if you're trying to get someone to become, you know, go from being a church visitor to a physical Sunday morning visitor, or excuse me, from a website visitor to a Sunday morning visitor. So the best way to do that is to create a landing page, right? So this is specifically a page that says it has one message and one call to action. Right. So with a landing page, like, and the best thing you can do is instead of talking about yourself, right, you want to talk about them. Mm-hmm. And this is, you know, Donna Miller has a whole, you know, his entire SB7 framework and story brand is like built on this, but it's all speaking to the person, right? Because, you know, we always say like, man, people don't care that your dog died. They care that their dog died. Right. Like it's not that people are inherently selfish, but they're just constantly thinking about themselves. And it's how God's created. It's how our brains are wired, right, for survival, is we look at something and we immediately think, you know, like what's in it for me? Like, is this, does this matter for me? Right. So what happens is when somebody goes to a landing page, they immediately scan, right? And this is just how human beings read the internet, is we don't read, we scan. So whenever we come to something, right, if it's a blog post, right, and it's like, you know, 7 simple ways to grow your church, the first thing you do, like nobody reads the intro, right? Like everyone just goes to that post and you immediately start scrolling and you see what those 7 things are. And then if they're interesting to you and you think there might be value, then you'll scroll back up to the top and you might actually read the article, right? But only after you've scanned it. Well, it's the same thing with landing pages, right? So when you get there and if you start talking about you, you're like, hey, our church has been here since 1906 and we're a multi-generational, multicultural church, blah, 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 right? And people are like, blah, and they just hit the back button.
Yeah.
Right. Because you're talking about you, you're not talking about them. Right. But, you know, if instead you're giving them a reason to come to church or you're, you know, talking about, you're doing something that I call identity messaging. Right. So if you say something like, hey, you're trying to find your purpose, man, are you looking for something different? You need a new tribe, man, come check out Believe Church this Sunday. Right now, people are going, oh, man, yeah, like I am trying to find my purpose. Dude, like, yes, I have been looking for something different. I'm trying to find something more. I do need a new tribe or new people. Right. It's like, man, that's we're talking about them. Right. So like we have like one of the things we've done is like even on our about the pastor section on a landing page, I recommend making it not be about the pastor. Right. Like, oh, hey, Pastor John graduated from Oral Roberts University in 1999. And, you know, he and his wife, Heather, now reside in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and they have 3 kids and enjoy long walks on the beach. Right. Like, that's not what people are actually looking for. Right. So the way that I recommend and the way that I write my like about like pastor parts of the landing page, right, is I'll say something like, hi, my name's John. I believe that you are uniquely wired for a specific purpose. And then unless you figure out what that purpose is, you'll never be truly fulfilled. No one else on earth can fulfill the calling that God has for you. And no one else can fulfill your assignment. Maybe you know exactly what your purpose is, right? Maybe you've been running from it for a while, and maybe you have absolutely no idea where to even start, but I want to help you find it, right? Because I believe the ones who are crazy enough to think they can actually change the world are the ones who actually do, right? Man, plan a visit and come check out Believe Church this Sunday, right? So like something like that, actually has nothing to do with like the pastor, but you're actually speaking to them. I've got a friend who says, don't speak to them, speak through them, right? So speak through them to the purpose inside of them. So that's kind of the idea behind like a landing page is everything on there, you want to make it be about them. So they feel like, oh my gosh, this guy's in my head. And then the next logical step is for them to sign up for Plan Your Visit and show up to church on Sunday.
Good. So let's walk through that process a little bit. So the step one is the Facebook ad, and the Facebook ad is going to take them to that landing page. So kind of walk me through the purpose of the Facebook ad, what we want that to say, and then, you know, what our call to action is to get them over to the landing page.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure thing. So the 30,000 foot view of like the funnel itself, right, goes, you need a Facebook ad that makes an emotional connection with people, right? That goes to a landing page with a single call to action, right? That's going to lead to plan your visit. And then after they visit, you need to plug them into an extended follow-up system, right? So it's Facebook ad, landing page, plan your visit, follow-up system. The Facebook ad itself, the most important part, there's some tactical stuff that we can kind of talk through, but the most important part is that it makes an emotional connection with people. Right. So when people are scrolling through their feed, right, and people are on Facebook, right, they're looking for, they're connecting with friends and family and you know, trying to keep up with like updates of people that they love. Right. So you're interrupting them. So when you interrupt them, you need to have some type of an emotional connection. Right. So I've created some ads in the past. I had one that where I was just trying to target like young families. Right. So instead of like talking about our church and saying like, hey, we've got an extensive kids program and we love young families and we've got something for everybody, right? Like nobody believes you when you say that stuff, right? So you have to kind of change it up. So instead, like what I did for my church is we actually created an ad that just said, attention parents, you're doing better than you think you are. Keep going, right? Like, and that was it. And it was literally just, I wrote a little bit more copy kind of encouraging parents, but that was the hook. Right. Because every parent, I mean, you know this, right? Like you got kids, Carl, right? Like, man, when you're a parent, like at some point, like you start thinking like, man, am I doing this right? Like, am I messing my kids up? Like, there's no instruction manual. I don't know what I'm doing. Right. Every age is new. Just when you start to figure out like one season, your kids go into another season. And so many parents are just discouraged, especially right now. So creating something like that, that has an emotional connection, right? All of a sudden people are liking, people are commenting, people are clicking through to the landing page and tons and tons and tons of people. I think we had like hundreds of people that shared that post, right? So that all of their friends could see something like that and encourage them as well. So that's the whole idea behind that Facebook ad is that you want to make sure to make some type of an emotional connection that's going to stop people from scrolling. They're going to pay attention to your ad. And then if they make an emotional connection, they like what you have to say, they'll click on it and go to your landing page to learn more.
All right. So let's walk through the landing page a little bit. Let's start at the top. So you don't suggest a big scrolling banner or anything at the top of the landing page besides a graphic really that matches the Facebook ad so that I know that I'm exactly in the right place, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly it. So if you're, and there's a couple of different types of landing pages that you can create, but let's say if you're just creating like an invite page, right? A plan your visit page, we're just trying to get people to take the next step and actually sign up for plan your visit, right? Basically schedule an appointment to visit your church on Sunday. What I like to do is have a picture or a video at the top, right? That's going to be kind of inviting. So what we did at my church is we actually created a video. It was about a minute and a half long. And so we had Katie, who's over our, all of our like guest services and assimilation when we first started Plan Your Visit. We just said, okay, let's show guests what it looks like when they first visit the church. Right. So for us, like I go to Guts Church, right? We have these big red Guts letters outside, and that's where all of our visitor parking is because you can see it from the highway. Super easy to be like, hey, park underneath the big red Guts letters. So that's where we started the video and just said, hey, you know, what's up? My name's Katie. And I just want to show you what it looks like when you show up to Guts for the very first time, right? The first thing you're going to do is park under these big red Guts letters, right? And then we're going to head inside. So let's go in, right? And we just followed it. We did one continuous shot the whole way and then just kind of sped it up while she was walking, right? So people could see, okay, here's the... And when we did it, we actually had that. We did it on a Sunday morning. So the greeters were already out there, right? So they're high-fiving and saying hi as we go inside, go down... the hallways, we showed a little bit of B-roll of what kids services look like, showed like, hey, here's the lobby. Here's where you can get a cup of coffee, right? Over here, you're going to get your kids checked in, right? But let's head into service and go get you a seat, right? And walk into service and you know, and just show what that looks like. So now people have like an overview. The first thing they see on the landing page is an overview of what it looks like when they show up to church for the very first time, right? Because that's the big thing, right? It just kind of lowers the barrier of entry for a new visitor if they know what they're getting themselves into, what a service looks like, what the inside of the church looks like, what the people look like, right? That kind of stuff. So yeah, that's the first part of the landing page is you want to do something like a picture or a video to kind of connect with people. And then, you know, I read a stat one time, according to Gray Matter, that said that 43% of people are on a church website looking for locations and service types, right? So I just said, okay, well, if that's the case, we need to put that kind of front and center, right? Like up near the top. And so when I design a landing page, I usually have, you know, something like this Sunday at 10 a.m., like real big up there. And then I'll have a whole section, usually have a plan your visit section. And then right below that, right, and plan your visit, I just have, you know, stuff like why you would want to plan your visit, right? Like, hey, like, you know, first time at Guts Church, man, maybe you don't want to go alone, right? Man, plan your visit now. We'll reserve a parking space for you, meet you at the front door, introduce you to some great people, help you get your kids checked in, save you a seat in service, give you a tour of the church, and then we'll make sure that you meet, you know, Pastor Bill as well. All right, because 80% of people who meet the pastor on the first visit will come back for a second visit. So one of the things I always include in plan your visits, make sure they have a chance to meet the pastor, right? So you have kind of a section talking about that where they can plan a visit. And then for me, right underneath that, I like to put service location, service times and locations. So it's real easy to find. And now they know exactly like what time it starts and how to actually get there.
I know that sounds obvious, but I am amazed at how many churches, and I visit a lot of churches, both online and in physical environments, just to find their service times and location is like sometimes like digging through, you know, needle in a haystack on the website just to find that, which is exactly 9 times out of 10 what I'm after. I find that rabbit trail here. I find that with conferences and stuff too. That like 100%. The location of the place and the time and the dates, like that is the biggest thing that I'm after. So totally agree.
I'm always shocked at how many people in conferences leave off the dates, right? That's like usually the first thing. It's like, is it this month or is it in 6 months? Show me so I can at least plan and see if I can even go before I read the rest of the page. You're right,
exactly,
man.
Right. Yeah.
Crazy.
All right. So tell me about the event stack. This is kind of a bullet point list of hot items that I'm going to encounter at my event or at the church. What is an event stack and what should be included?
Yeah. So an event stack is if you're creating like an event landing page, right? So a plan your visit landing page would just be like a landing page you can send people to any time of the year so that they could plan a visit for, you know, like this Sunday. An event landing page is going to be specifically for an event. So for example, if you're doing like a back to school bash, right, that's what you're going to have at the top is probably like a good looking graphic for the back to school bash. And the reason you want that at the top is if someone clicks on like a Facebook ad or a Google ad, and you're inviting them out to like, hey, come on out to the back to school bash at Guts Church. And we're going to have tons of candy and all this sort of stuff. It's going to be amazing. If they click on that, the first thing that they're looking is to make sure they're in the right place. So that's why it's really important to have something, you know, like a graphic or a picture at the top, letting them know, oh, okay, yeah, like if they click on a back to school bash Facebook ad, and then also they land on a page that says back to school bash at Guts Church, it's like, okay, I'm in the right place. Because if you confuse them and they think they came to the wrong spot, they'll just hit the back button and they'll ignore everything. Right. So that's what you want. And then right below that is where we put like the event stack, like you're talking about. Right. So the event stack is basically just you're stacking all of the value items that your event is going to have for them. So again, you're not talking about you. You're talking about them. So the way I do it is right. You know, like I'll have like, you know, back to school bash, like a headline. Then right underneath that, I'm gonna say when it is and where it's at. So be like, hey, on Sunday, September 15th at Believe Church, we're hosting our annual back to school bash, right? And then right below that is where I list the event stack. So like free games, free inflatables, free bounce houses, free face painting, free snow cones, and food trucks. And of course, more candy and prizes than your kids can handle, right? Boom, that's the event stack. So if you're talking about the back to school bash, that's kind of like, and again, this is where a lot of churches miss it. That is your marketing message. You don't have to like talk about anything else. You just say, hey, we're having a back to school bash. Man, we've got free games, inflatables, bounce houses, face painting, snow cones, food trucks, and more candy and prizes than your kids can handle. any parent who loves their kids is going to go, yep, we need to take our kiddos to that. Right. So, you know, you don't have to like try to sell them on all the different things of the church and like, how much you love kids and how you have something for everybody. You just lead with the event stack. And it's going to convert really, really well. So that's, and then I take that. And if you do invite cards or anything like that, everything is going to match the landing page, but you're just going to lead with that event stack.
One other thing, speaking of kids events, especially, I love that you make in bold highlighted letters, this event is 100% free, open to the public. Because that as a parent, maybe I'm just cheap, but that's exactly what I want to know. Okay, that's great. How much is it going to cost?
Yeah.
Do free admission? Do I have to pay for parking? Like, give me the cost, just straight up. And so you've taken a section and highlighted that. You know, in bold, hey, this is 100% free. This is open to the public. I don't need to be a church member or I don't need to have any special things like that. So I like that a lot.
Yeah, that's a huge thing. And it's just because those are the two biggest questions you get, right? If you ever run an ad like this and have a landing page, you'll literally get hundreds of people that will ask you, hey, how much does this event cost? Does it cost anything to get in? Is this free? Right? Like you'll just have to do hundreds of questions like that. And then everyone else will say, hey, is this just for church members? Do I have to be a member of your church? Can anybody come? Right? Like you'll have all these questions. So if you literally just say, I call it the magic phrase, right? For any event, if you literally just say, this event is 100% free and open to the public, it will save you tons and tons of headaches. And you'll end up having a lot more families that show up just because you answered the two questions that they actually had.
Right. Good. All right. So when it comes to a plan your visit type landing page, tell me about, this is a great section, a test drive, a sermon section. Tell me about that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, the two biggest questions that people have whenever they want to visit a church for the first time is who's the pastor and who are the people? Right. So people want to know, man, you know, the pastor, like if I'm going to go listen to this guy talk, you know, for 30 or 45 minutes or something like that, man, who is he? What's he like? What's his teaching style like? Right. That kind of thing. And then they want to know, like, who are the people? Right. Do they look like me? Are they, you know, in the same season of life as me? Right. So one of the best ways to answer both of those questions is with a test drive, a sermon section. Right. So and here's what's funny, Carl, like if you just have a section that has like three of your most recent sermons, and it says like, and you just call it like recent sermons or our recent services or something like that, nobody will click on it, right? Because you're talking about you, right? Like nobody cares about you. They care about them, right? So, but if you just reposition it as test drive a sermon, they literally go, oh yeah, I do want to test drive a sermon before I show up, right? And then they'll click on those videos and they'll actually, you know, watch some of it just to see, okay, am I connecting with the pastor? Am I connecting with this message, right? They'll be able to see crowd shots. They'll be able to see like, hey man, like I'm 22. Are there other 22-year-olds or is this all, you know, older people in the church? Or if it's somebody's like, hey, I'm an empty nester, am I going to walk in and it's all like Gen Z and millennials and I'm going to feel out of place, right? So by having a little sermon test drive section, you can answer both those questions.
Tell me about the kids section on the landing page. What should that include?
Yeah. So, you know, if you are going after young families, you have to have some type of a kids section on your landing page. And again, you don't want to say we've got a great kids ministry. We've got something for everybody, right? Something like that. Like just show them that you have that, right? Don't tell them, show them. And so you can do that with, you know, pictures are great. But again, I like to just have some type of like kind of a stack. Remember, people don't read, they scan. So it's great to have like bullet points and lists so that people can scan those really easily. And so I always put something like, hey, your kids are going to love it here. Our kids' church has fun services, engaging music, age-appropriate Bible lessons, games, free candy. They can earn Bible bucks to spend at the kids' store. Right. Like you want something like all the different things that you're going to have. So I know like some churches that have like bought a bounce house or whatever. Right. I'd put that on there. Right. Like, man, we've got, you know, we've got our kids church has a free bounce house. Right? I know that, you know, other kids churches have like tons of stuff. Like, man, if you got a basketball court, put it on there. Right. Like, man, my church has free ice cream for kids every single Sunday. Right. So my pastor always says, hey, like, man, we want them to love God, the church. He says, and me, right? So we have ice cream, and it was just like he sees any kid out there. I had a friend of mine that came to church for the first time on Sunday, and we were walking out there. I introduced him to my pastor, and my pastor looked down at this kid and said, "Did you get ice cream yet?" And he goes, "No, sir." And he goes, "Yep." So he just went in, walked him right to the front of the line, got him an ice cream cone, Right. So those are the types of things that you want to put in kind of that kids section to let people know. Right. That's just going to make it attractive for parents to bring their kids.
That's another thing that maybe it's not amazement, but my kids are a little bit older now. But when they were younger, that was probably the number one frustration when visiting a church for the first time is the check-in process, especially if I'm brand new. It seemed like nobody knows. Oh, hang on. I need to go find somebody that knows how to work the, badge scanning so we can check it. That. And it was kind of a scramble. And I'm like, y'all weren't prepared for this. Like they weren't prepared for a new visitor, a new family. And then on the flip side, those are the same churches that are asking, now, how do we reach young families? And I'm like,
nailed it, bro.
Okay. I'm off my soapbox. All right. So talk to me about the new here landing page. What is the conversion? What do you want people to do? What's on that?
Yeah. So a new here landing page is going to be pretty similar to like a plan your visit landing page. I think one of the great new here pages is Ryan Keller from Church on a Mission. Like he's got a great one. But it's the same thing. Like new here, plan your visit. The whole idea is that you want to get people that are considering visiting the church, right? You want to basically get them all the information they would need in order to visit the church. So that might be, you want to talk about your kids' church, right? You want to invite them to plan a visit. You want to show lots of pictures of the people, right? If you've got some cool videos that just show the church in a really good light, you might want to put those on there, right? If not, don't worry about videos, right? Just use pictures and that kind of stuff. I always think, and I've done this myself, you don't want to use stock photography. So one of the best things to do is use actual photos. But a lot of times the photos that we shoot on our phones don't look that great. Like it's worth paying a photographer to come in, right? So I went on staff at a church here a couple years ago, and I was the youth pastor there for 5 years. And one of the first things I did was I hired a professional photographer, right? And there were tons of people in the church who had a DSLR and were willing to take the pictures for free. We didn't go that route because I wanted a professional photographer who not only had the right equipment, but also knew how to, the right lighting, the right angles, what shots to take. And he came in, I think we paid $200 or $300 for him to come in and shot like 500 photos and then just gave us, like a thumb drive that had all of them on there. Right. And so now we had 500 images and I use those for all of our marketing, all of our advertising, all of our website, landing pages, social media, everything for like the next 5 years. Right. So I think that's one of the best things that you can do is pay a photographer. And that way on every landing page that you build, you now have these professionally shot and professionally edited photos that you can use. Right. It doesn't matter if you have 50 people in your church. If you have a photographer who knows how to shoot that, they can look really welcoming. They can get lots of great shots of friendly people, which is going to make more people want to visit your church.
What about the importance of one call to action, one specific CTA?
Yeah, so I'll try not to get on my soapbox now, bro. But this is like one of my things, right? It's typically like if you go to a church like homepage or something, right? It's like, hey, like they'll talk about their small groups, like, hey, join a small group, right? Like, here's our Bible study, learn more about that. Here's our women's conference, learn more about that, right? Like I've gone on there before. And you literally count like a call to action is basically anytime like you're telling people to click here, learn more, right? Sign up, anything like that is a call to action. And the average church homepage, this isn't official, this is just what I've seen. The average church homepage has anywhere from like 10 to 30 calls to action, right? You go on there, you just count how many buttons you could click on to go learn more about small groups or discipleship ministry or women's conference or the men's ministry or the kids church and like all these different things, right? And then sign up for our newsletter, right? There's just tons of them. And so what happens is basically if you say more than one thing, you say nothing at all, right? So you can't say do this, do this, do this. It has to be one thing. But if you have that same call to action on the page over and over and over, right? Like, man, as people, as human beings, like we have to hear the same thing over and over and over before it starts to register. So if you just have like one plan your visit button on there, like people just scroll past it. right? But if like you're sitting there and you're talking about, hey, sign up for Plan Your Visit Now and we'll boom. And you have like all your stack of items there. And then it's like, plan your visit now. And then you go down and it's like all these like different, pictures of the people, right? Plan your visit now. Then you got test drive a sermon, plan your visit now. Then you've got the kids section, plan your visit now. Eventually people start to say like, oh, okay. If I want to visit this church, my next step is to click on this plan your visit now button. And that's what you're trying to do, right? But if every section has a different button, a different call to action that leads to a different place, you're gonna be like, man, Abbo, I created one of those landing pages you're talking about and nobody ever signs up for anything, right? You have to have one call to action and that's it. Because if you say more than one thing, you say nothing at all.
Good. All right, wrap this up for me and I'm gonna hit you with some rapid fire. So why use landing pages? What are the benefits?
So the best benefit is that if you use landing pages, you will have more visitors to your church on Sunday morning, right? That's the biggest thing. So if you're, and it can be Facebook ads, but it could be Google ads. It could just be landing pages that talk about your kids ministry or that talks about Plan Your Visit, right? Anyone who finds your website, who is thinking about visiting your church, you need to have a landing page, right? Otherwise it's like, it's the difference between dropping someone in a forest and hoping they find their way out or they find their way to like the clearing that you set up. That's a couple of miles away. Or you actually, like a landing page is like setting them on a path that takes them all the way through the forest and leads them exactly where you want to go, right? So if you just throw them to your website, hopefully they figure out they need to visit on Sunday. You send them to a landing page, you're just sending them on a path that leads exactly where you want them to go.
Good. All right, rapid fire. Here we go. Five questions. All right, number one, what is one major mistake that churches make when it comes to inviting new visitors to church?
Not using Facebook ads.
Number two, what is the number one thing that hinders church growth?
I would say superhero syndrome, where the pastor starts to do everything himself. Right. If you want, you can do that till you get to about 130, 150. And all of a sudden there's a whole social psychology with Dunbar's number and everything behind it. But the bottom line is you won't ever be able to break past that until you move from being the sole person to a coach and you start raising up other leaders to take care of people. It's the only way you can break through the 200 barrier.
Number three, what is one thing that churches could start doing right now on Facebook that would help them grow?
A simple selfie video where they literally just grab their phone and just say, hey, what's up, guys? My name is Pastor Chris, and I want to invite you out to Guts Church this Sunday. Man, sign up for Plan Your Visit. We'll meet you at the front door, help you get your kids checked in, show you around the church, give you a tour, introduce you to some great people, and save you seats and service. You create a simple video like that, post it on your Facebook page, and then turn it into a Facebook ad that leads to a landing page. You can do all of that in just a couple of minutes and, it is exponentially worth it.
Why Facebook and not, should I be on all social media platforms? Should I focus on Facebook only?
I think all platforms are great. It's hard to stay on top of that, right? Like unless you have all your time to learn all about like Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, right? Like Twitter, LinkedIn, everything like it, that's a lot. Facebook is the biggest one. There's 2.9 billion people on Facebook and 1.9 billion people log in every single day. Right? The average person spends 38 minutes a day on Facebook, which is crazy because people think, oh, nobody's on Facebook. 1.9 billion people still log into Facebook every single day. And the largest age demographic, believe it or not, on Facebook are actually people ages 25 to 34, right? So if you're trying to reach young families, believe it or not, they're still on Facebook. So I just think it's the best bang for your buck.
What is the number one thing that I can do to get my church's website to the top of Google?
Man, Ryan is way better at this than I am. But I would say switching to an Omega website will help you overnight. Their SEO is baked in, and then I think there's some that's probably one of the biggest things. We have a course where we teach a bunch of churches how to do this. And there's a bunch of other like SEO stuff. But you know, we have churches that literally change over to Omega and they'll go from page 16 to page 2 like overnight, right? And then within 30 days, they're on page 1. So there's probably a lot of different things, but that's the easiest thing that I've seen.
All right, last one. The $1 million question, how do I attract millennials, young families to my church?
Yeah. So you just, you have to have an attractive setup for young families, right? So it's one thing to say that you have something for everybody or say that you value families, right? But you have to actually prove it, right? Which usually means investing in that area, right? So maybe you invest in a really nice playground. Maybe you invest in an ice cream machine. Maybe you go buy a bounce house or something like that, right? But something attractive that proves we love kids and we're investing in that area. And this is the most important part. Once you do that, then you need to tell people about it, right? That's where a lot of churches miss it, right? They just think, okay, hey, we bought a bounce house. We bought an ice cream machine. Like, hey, we bought this giant playground. It's amazing for kids. The kids love it, right? But if you don't tell anybody about it, right? It's like the Field of Dreams syndrome, right? If you build it, they will come. That's not true, right? Just you have to build it, and then you have to tell people about it, and then they'll come.
Good. Awesome. Well, man, thanks for this insight. Love learning from you and everything that you offer. How can people find you and keep up with your stuff?
So I've got a YouTube channel. We've got tons of free training on there about church growth, Facebook ads, social media landing pages, all that stuff. So if you literally just go to YouTube, type in my name, Chris Abbott, ABBOTT. I got tons of videos out there, or you can connect with us over at churchmarketinguniversity.com and take a look at what Ryan and I are doing, and maybe take a look at either CMU Pro or CMU Grow. We've got a lot of great resources on there.
Awesome. Thanks for the time, man.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Carl. This is awesome, man.
Hey guys, Grant Murphy here from the 1230 team. We are now taking orders for custom Christmas projects for your Christmas worship experience. Over the years, we produce countless lyric videos, service openers, scripture videos, story videos, Christmas series and social graphics, and more for ministries and churches too. We would love to serve you. Our team is growing and is ready to take on your unique Christmas project, so don't wait too long. Go ahead and get started on your custom project today at 1230.media/custom. That's 1230.media/custom.
The show notes for this episode are available now at makingsundayhappen.com.
Hey guys, thanks so much for joining us this week. Next week, I welcome Justin Kendrick. Justin is the lead pastor of Vox Church, which he founded in 2011. Vox is one church in multiple locations across New England. His new book is called The Sacred Us, A Call to Radical Christian Community. I'm talking with Justin next week about how to really live in community with each other. We'll talk about the meaning of the theology of us and how being more connected through technology really has left us less connected to each other, and how to fix it. We'll go out there and create some amazing worship experiences at your church this weekend. I'll catch you next week.
Making Sunday Happen is a production of the Ministry of 1230 Media. For show notes, archive episodes, and more free resources for your church, visit makingsundayhappen.com.